All right, joining me today here at Pit Pass Network is Caden Honeycutt. For those of you who don't know, he's a pretty well established iRacer, also getting some seat time in the Truck Series here this year. Caden, how did the opportunity in the Truck Series come about for this season?
Man, just I had the opportunity from Nate Blaisdell that he actually texted me on Instagram if I was planning to run any more truck races this year after I ran the 47 in Nashville. And I said, yeah, I haven't, thought about it, but I would like to if there is a chance to be able to do that. And that's how the 30 came about. Only planned to do those three races. Ended up being five or six now. And yeah, that's pretty much how that all started. Just had somebody asked me to run the 30, and then here we are. A couple months later, I'm here working every day, and just here just going at it, and having the opportunity to run with 30 truck is definitely something I'm very thankful for, and I'm glad that everything's been working out the way it needed to be. But yeah, that's pretty much how that came about.
Yeah, now you're in the truck series now, but very minimal ARCA starts. Very, you just ran a handful of truck races this year. Are you running the last two on the schedule for this season?
That's what I plan to.
So how has that learning curve been? I mean, it looks like you ran, pretty good here at Bristol and finished 21st in Nashville in your second start. What's that learning curve been like coming from iRacing and with minimal ARCA starts?
And it's been a little bit difficult, especially, not being in any of the places that that I've been to a part of this season. So it's been a challenge, but luckily we've been good off the truck, and having to be up to date. I've been able to get right back at whenever I show there, I automatically have an idea of what I should be doing. So yeah, I mean, just having that, I think is very useful, and being showing up to the racetrack, having the idea of what I should be doing is something that will be good as well. So, yeah, just been showing up every time with minimum sim time, and just doing the best I absolutely can. And, yeah, it's just been working out for us, the last couple of times.
Do you have any plans for Truck Series next year? You're going to stay with the same team? Your plans wide open. What's your agenda for next year?
Well, we're just trying to figure out how to be able to run with this team for next year, on a full-time basis if it's doable. But we're gonna see. We're keeping on, still at it, and trying to see if we can make anything happen for next year with this team. So that's what currently in the works, and that's what we're working towards, and hopefully it ended up working out.
Are you looking forward to this? Looks like it's going to be what? I mean, Nashville's, I'm not going to count Nashville as a mile and a half. It's kind of its own unique thing. Are you looking forward to going to Homestead, a place that wears out tires, and being your first real true mile and a half start?
Yeah, absolutely. I've really been looking forward to a track that finally wears tires out, and finally get the chance to see what that's like. And I think we'll be good. I think I'll be able to adapt to it a little bit quicker than what I think I can. So yeah, it should be fine. We'll have good thing. We'll have a couple. We've had a couple of weeks off and to regroup and get everything ready. And I think we'll be just fine. So we'll get some sim time on our race and get that stuff done, and then show up to the racetrack and try to do well and try to finish inside the top 15s. I think it's a good goal to have.
Now, how much can iRacing help you at a place like Homestead? Because I'm familiar with the service, as obviously are you. And Homestead's one of those places where you really can't run like they run there in real life. So, is it just going to be, maybe some reference points? What are you going to try to take from the sim and put in the real world, where likely at some point you're going to have to run the fence there and
Yeah, it's just it'll be different. I don't expect it to be any different than Kansas to adapt to right away with the speed. So luckily I have some mile and a half experience. Hopefully when I get there, I'll really get the grip level and what that's like. And I think we'll, like I said, I think we'll be fine, and just work hard all day, and hopefully, like I said, get a top 15 out of it. And I think that will be a good goal for us to have.
Yeah, good goal, top 15. You ran pretty well at Bristol. What was that like there, the first time in a truck at Bristol?
It was good. You know, I thought we did very well. You know, I think with the tire model that we were given by Goodyear, it was definitely a mix of strategy nobody really thought would have been the way it was. So, well, that was kind of interesting. And you know, I think we made the most of that. And I think everybody did a great job and came out with minimum damage out of anything, if anything at all. And I think we maximized a good day there, and it really showed our speed how good we were.
Now you mentioned minimal damage. You know, you go from straight from Bristol to Talladega. What was your first experience of, you know, the real world Talladega like?
It was definitely different than I thought it would have been. You know, I was really just I was really didn't know what to expect on the draft aspect, I guess, of it. And it ended up being not as hard as I thought it was. So it was that was interesting in its own aspect, but yeah, it was just I thought we did very well, came out with really nothing. And it was just I thought we did pretty good. So well we didn't really have any damage from that either. So I mean I thought we did very well on that part. So I think you know, having no damage to that, walking away from that place one piece and getting should have been a top 10, but you know, the results say 11th. And yeah, we'll just move on. Hope and I'll know next time what to do. And we'll be just fine with coming Daytona next year. And I think I'll have a good experience going on moving forward.
All right, so we've talked about your truck starts here. I want to go back here a little bit and tell me what got you interested in racing, what got you down the path of trying to be a NASCAR driver.
Pretty much my dad raced himself, and you know, I'm the second generation, I guess you could say, of that. And you know, I thought we did wanted to do this for a long time, and I really did want to do this for a long time. So yeah, it's my dad raced when he was younger, and then I worked in racing when I was 7, 8 years old in a Bandolero, and that's where all this started at. So you know, I've been racing for a long time now, and that's how this really came about, was in the Bandoleros, and my dad pitted raced himself.
So, second generation race car driver, you've been able to take advantage of some things that probably weren't available, like iRacing. You know, for those people that don't know, you are in the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing series, and you drive for RFK. What's that been like?
It's been a rough season. You know, I haven't had the fortunes as I wish we would have. Season as a whole has just been, you know, very, very difficult to come by. But yeah, we got one more race left to Phoenix, and to start fresh for the next season. I'm ready to start fresh. It's been a terrible season for us, and but yeah, just it's just one of those times. You know, things are going to be like that. But it's been a good experience. I've had fun at the same time, and just hopefully it gets better for us next year. And it's really looking that way for the next time.
So you mentioned next year. Is that going to be part of your schedule for next year, the iRacing series? Or if you get full time in the trucks, are you going to try to move off of that a little bit, or are you going to try to do both?
Well, I'm gonna try to do both. You know, get to a Cokes on Tuesday, so that doesn't really interfere with anything. So you know, I'm gonna try and do this as much as I can. I really like the sport of iRacing. I think it's a great tool to have. It's great for me to keep racing. And yeah, just I think I want to do this for a while. I've had a passion for this for the past couple of years, and I think that we can make it happen.
Now, for those people who don't know, you know, you and I both know about iRacing, but talk to us a little bit about iRacing and what it's like compared to the real world, and what it's like to race in a, you know, a big Coca-Cola iRacing series. You know, that's something that a lot of iRacers don't even get the opportunity to do, is race in a series like that and race for the trophy.
Yeah, it's in you know, it's just like I said, it's just a good tool to have, and good it just brings you to the idea of the racetrack that you show up to every week. So You know, if for me, I just try to get the idea of the racetrack before I show up and know what to do getting there. So that's pretty much what I use really iRacing for. It's nothing really outside that box. So, you know, learning tool, know what to do and know what the track's like. So that's pretty much simple as that for me.
And what about racing in the iRacing series? You know, you said it's been a struggle this season, but overall, what's that been like to race in the series for what's the trophy called now? I saw they announced the Dale Jr.
Junior's trophy that he's given out. Yeah. You know, it's really competitive, man. It's very, very competitive. And, you know, it's been tough every time that we've been showing up, but, yeah, it's just, like I said, it's fun to race, fun day to get around. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just fun. I don't really have anything else other than that. It's just fun. I enjoy the experience and it's a good learning curve and try to build better every week after a race is over.
Now, Caden is being modest right here. I just want to let everybody know. Caden is one of the better guys on iRacing. He wins a lot. He runs up front a lot, but you don't make too many enemies over there. You know, you get some of those guys that come over to iRacing and people know about them for all the wrong reasons, you know, and you're not one of those guys. Of course, you're just starting out your NASCAR career there in the trucks, but you're being pretty modest there, talking about it's fun and you use it to learn. You're really, really good over there. And I think people deserve to know that, you know, it might've been some bad luck or just some things not going your way in the Coca-Cola iRacing series, but you're pretty quick.
Yeah. Try to be, you know, I think, like I said, I mean, yeah, I can be good at it. I just really looking to build and be better when I show up to the actual racetracks that matter every week. So that's really what I use all of it for. And, you know, hopefully that stays the same.
So going back here to the truck series next year, if you're able to come back and run full time or make some starts, what do you think about the schedule? It just, you know, recently got announced there and released going to North Wilkesboro there. You guys are going to get to run before the cup cars there. So overall, what do you think about the schedule?
I think it's good. You know, I think the schedule is very, has its diverse ways and all the short tracks, mile and a half, and then the couple road courses we got. So nothing really too crazy. And I think North Wilkesboro will be a good experience for all of us. I think that will be something cool. Knowing that I'll have experience at North Wilkesboro now, I know exactly what to expect and how to drive that track. So I think it'll be cool. I think everything is, the way it's shaped out this season is going to be just right for us in the truck series. So for me, I think that's going to be a good schedule to work off of. And yeah, like I said, it should be fun. And everybody should really enjoy it.
Now, what kind of road racer are you? There's going to be some road courses there next year too.
You know, I'm not a road guy. So honestly, I'll be working on that every time. So, I'll just, you know, I'll keep on working at that for the road courses on iRacing, of course, and we'll be just fine for those, like I said, and, you know, keep on working and going forward.
Now, are you happy that there's only one dirt race, or are you disappointed that you don't get two dirt races this next year?
You know, it's okay. Honestly, the dirt track stuff needs to be done with NASCAR. You know, I guess it's fine for the one truck race at Bristol. It's going to be, I'm sure it'll be fun. And hopefully we'll be able to capitalize on that whenever we are there.
Now, you ran the cars tour, it looks like last year. Did you run the cars tour this year as well? Any races? Did you make the
I ran the full season of cars tour again for Nelson Motorsports. And you're currently second in points with a win this year. So yeah, I ran the series again, and you know, I don't really plan on running there again, but we'll see.
So last year though, you know, in the cars tour, you were, it says here, rookie of the year, and you finished second in the points. So you're second again. What do you need to close out that championship and finish a little bit better than you did last year?
Well, fortunately I won't be able to close it out this year. I won't be at South Boston for the next race since I'll be at Homestead. So looks like I'll probably finish second again in the points, which is all good. Doesn't really affect what I do for next season, But yeah, it would have been cool to have that to the resume, but unfortunately it won't be able to happen again this year. But like I said, it's not going to affect what I do next year, and it's going to get better aspect of being at Homestead is better than being at South Boston, I think. So, you know, unfortunately won't be able to close that out, but, you know, I think being second in points is not that bad again.
Yeah, I mean, second in points is not terrible, especially, you know, if you're going to, I think it's a pretty good reason to miss it if you're going to be running in a little bit of a higher series there. And based on Bristol and Talladega here, the finish is getting better. I mean, go out there and get your first top 10 at Homestead, right?
Yeah, that's what
forget all about Mr. South Boston.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do. And we're not going to try and do anything different other than our goals to run in the top 15. So hopefully we can do that.
Well, all right. Before we wrap this up here, I want to ask you about a charity that means something to you, Pit Pass Network. We donate to a charity there for anybody who gives us the time, you know, to come on here and talk to me or whoever else you get paired up with. So what charity do you want to donate to?
You know, I'm involved in the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation. So that's the people that I represent. And, you know, that's where most of our triad sponsorship goes through is through Friends of Jacqueline. And that's what I try to keep there.
Friends of Jacqueline, that's the second time that I've heard that today. We had Anthony Alfredo here earlier, and he wanted to say hello, by the way. Let me tell you hello and asked if you're going to be doing any racing. So, but yeah, that's the second time we've heard that today. So we'll have a couple donations going out to the Friends of Jacqueline here this week.
Awesome, man. I appreciate that. It'll be good for a lot of people.
Well, all right, Caden, I will let you get out of here. Thanks for coming in here and talking to us today, and good luck here the rest of your season, and good luck on getting a full-time opportunity in the Truck Series next year.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it.